In the Echo Essentials podcast clip above, Liz Lott and Liza Vandermeer react to the late October clearing of trees by the City of North Bay at Sweetman's Garden in the McIntyre Street West and Cormac Street area of North Bay's West End. See related. McIntyre Chainsaw Massacre, heartbreaking. The end of McIntyre West is a former railway right-of-way, bordering Sweetman's Garden, a popular spot to relax tended to by neighborhood volunteers. It's even featured on the City of North Bay tourist website. The lovely view that framed the whole end of the site has now been gutted. The City of North Bay provided a letter one day before work began in and around the treasured green space. Neighbors are upset that they weren't consulted or given sufficient notice of the planned deforestation. Many say they moved to the area because of the peace and beauty. See also, To North Bay with Love podcast episode Why Sweetman's Garden is so important to our community. Lott and Vandermeer join host Dave Dale and guest co-host, Beta Day's Stu Campaign to discuss the impact of the clear cut of a canopy of trees at the garden located on the former rail bed up to Timmins Street. Vandermeer noted the last public fight to save Sweetman's Garden from development was about 15 years ago. Just this year, she said Tourism North Bay promoted the garden as one of the top 10 jewels to visit. Find the full-length episode of the podcast featuring citizen advocates Liz Lott and Liza Vandermeer and other podcast offerings recorded in the North Bay Echo Community Podcast Studio at North Bay Echo. Sweetman's Garden supporters fill council chambers. Joined by about 50 supporters, West End Neighborhood Association members Vandermeer, Maddie Young and Sam Wolf, made a 10-minute presentation to North Bay City Council on Tuesday, December 10, to reinforce their message about what's going on at Sweetman's Garden. I think everybody's first experience there is, I had no idea this existed, Vandermeer presented. And, it's just this little community gem that is being maintained by volunteers. It's kind of like a shared secret. It's not like we try to keep it a secret, but everybody feels as if it's their own secret garden when they first encounter it, which is a pretty cool experience. Town. Tanya Vrabosh asked what was the intention of the group's presentation. Is it fair to say you are here presenting the benefits of Sweetman's Garden because of the clear cutting that happened adjacent to Sweetman's Garden? Vandermeer responded, It is, but I'd like to be mindful that we are here today to remind people of the value of the garden. I recognize there are procedural limitations on talking about the same topic more than once, which is why we are focusing on the value. We figured this was a good time to remind people. The group shared Kaun. Justine Mala will act as a liaison with City of North Bay staff regarding the future of Sweetman's Garden. Kaun. Chris Main offered an apology to the Sweetman's Garden presenters and a healthy crowd of supporters. I think you might have had the sense a few weeks ago when it was clear cut down the road that the city may have lost its sense of how important Sweetman's Garden is in the community, Main said. If there is a silver lining to the actions that were taken, it has revitalized the passion, the interest of so many people, including councillors, feel about Sweetman's Garden. Main insisted communication regarding the garden should improve moving forward. Mayor Peter Chirico thanked all of the interested citizens in attendance. I think you've got some attention. Certainly, those discussions with staff will be forthcoming and I thank you for your presentation for your neighborhood, for our city, for our children. With files from Jeff Turrell.